be listening beyond the window. Eliane sat on her bed, legs crossed, surrounded by her sisters. Cyniag, the little terrier, lay on her back, snoring like an old kettle, her belly exposed and her paws twitching in her sleep. It was a picture of domestic peace, yet Eliane's heart did not share that calm. Tomorrow would bring her wedding. And with it, a future she had not chosen. He doesn't know me, she thought. And yet he defended me. The memory of the Highland man made her smile despite herself. She had seen him fight, not with rage, but with measured strength, and the way his enemies had drawn back before him now seemed, in hindsight, something worthy of a ballad. Why are you smiling like that? Asked Aveline the eldest, her tone skeptical. You look like the cat that found the cream. Leora giggled, from the other side of the bed. Look at her. She's like Cyniag waiting for a treat. I'm not smiling because of that, protested Eliane, blushing. Then why, if we may know? Pressed Zahn, the gentlest of them. Tell us about the inn. Aveline sighed, with an air of moral severity. A lady should never be seen in such a place. It wasn't what you imagine, said Eliane softly. It was uncomfortable, yes, and I was mortified when he asked me, in front of everyone, if I needed to go to the privy. Her sisters burst into muffled exclamations. Eliane covered her face, laughing and protesting at once. It wasn't his fault. He meant it kindly. Oh, very gallant, Aveline said dryly. And then what a fight. Not exactly, said Eliane, recalling the moment with a spark in her eyes. A man went at him, and fell before he could take two breaths. The others backed away. Leora leaned forward, fascinated. Was there blood? No, little savage, said Zahn, smiling. But there was courage, wasn't there, Eliane? Yes, she said softly. Courage and restraint. Aveline lifted her chin. Is that what you want in a husband? A man who fights? Eliane did not answer at once. She looked at the fire, where the embers were slowly turning to red dust. I want a man who knows when to fight, she said at last, and when not to. Zahn nodded pleased. Then perhaps you found the right one. For a while the girls were silent, listening to the wind against the shutters. The night of Yule was drawing near. Soon the sun would reach its lowest point and the light would be reborn. Through the window, a fine snow had begun to fall over the fields. Aveline rose and held her hands toward the fire. Whatever comes, tomorrow you'll be a wife. May the old gods and the new be kind to you. Leora, untouched by the gravity of the moment, was playing with the dog. I like men who fight, she declared brightly. Zahn laughed softly. And you like stories, not men, at least not yet. Silence returned. In it, the north wind could be heard pressing against the glass. Eliane, her gaze lost in the flames, murmured, He looks at me as if he truly sees me. Not as my father's daughter, nor as a promise of alliance. Then, dearest, said Zahn, taking her hand, do not be afraid. That may well be the beginning of love. The flames sank lower, and the shadow slowly grew across the room. Outside, the solstice night was closing over the house like a cloak. Yule was near, and with it, the rekindling of fire and of hearts. Chapter 17. Yule dawn, December 24th. Dawn rose with a pale light over the rooftops of the village. The mist, thick as an ancient breath, drifted down from the river and curled around the ankles of the early risers. In that newborn gray, the men and women of the market moved as if within a dream, only beginning to wake. Rowan walked among them, wrapped in his cloak. With every step, the air smelled of brine and damp coal. It was his wedding day, though he could scarcely believe it. The hours leaned toward noon, and with it would come the bells, the guests, and the sealed alliances. Yet within his chest still beat something of the wanderer he had been, a man made for the wind more than for walls. The market stalls offered cloth, oat bread, jars of honey, carved knives. Rowan stopped before a woman selling silks and velvets. Among them was a green fabric deep as tourmaline, shot through with threads of gold that glimmered beneath the frost. He thought of Ellen.